You've got this spark, you have this great idea, you believe in this idea, but then comes the structure, the deadlines, the day-to-day. I think a lot of people, especially creatives, innovators, can get stuck right there. What helps people bridge that gap between inspiration and follow through?
From student to innovator and entrepreneur now, right?
Let's say someone listening has started something they really care about. Maybe they wrote the pitch, sketch the design, got some momentum, but now they're feeling stuck or unsure. What's something they can do to stay connected to that idea, even when the motivation fades? Why is it so important to start with your superpower instead of just diving right into that idea? I think a lot of times imposter syndrome can kind of take over. If someone's sitting on an idea right now, wondering if they're ready, what's one shift that they can make today?
Welcome back for episode 2 of Office Hours. We are open, we are ready, and we are so excited you are here because, of course, if you missed that first episode, you better go back and tune in. My name is Dr. Christiana. I'm your host today. I'm joined by an amazing student interviewer, PJ. You're going to learn all about him in a second, but let's maybe rewind a little bit and figure out what you missed from the first episode and how that motivated today's episode number 2. If you've ever felt you had an idea that didn't quite fit the mold, or maybe even like some process, you're working through something, it doesn't follow the usual playbook, exactly in the right spot here today. Because after our last episode, episode number 1, we kind of focused in that episode on how to turn your superpower into the full season of stress, of feeling less frazzled. So something completely unexpected actually happened. A lot of people reached out and they said, how do I use my focus to create something meaningful? That's what we are really doing here today. We're naming this episode here today, how to innovate with your superpower. And this episode is totally about innovation, but not all about innovation, because what we want to do is not just build something new. We actually want to build something that's deeply aligned with who you are, with your superpower, kind of like digging inside in yourself and bringing the very best out. So we're going to talk about the power of discovering your superpower, the unique way you process, solve, connect, and lead. And of course, at the same time, we have a student interviewer, PJ Crocker, who is here and who is sharing a little bit about his journey in discovering his superpower. PJ, I'm so glad you're here. Why don't you briefly introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah, my name is PJ Crocker. I'm a third year at Cal Poly, agribusiness student, one of Dr. C's students, in fact. We've had several classes and it's been a great journey so far. She's been a great mentor and I've used a lot of her practices to in my own personal life and my educational journey.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And what also meant a lot to me as we were discussing this episode, PJ actually brought up that there were a couple of pages in the Discover Your Superpower book. And we will talk about those in a little while, and he will share why these pages were so powerful in making his journey from student to innovator and entrepreneur now, right? So this is going to be a great episode. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. C. It's so great to be here again. So in your class, I came in with what I thought was just a little personal challenge, right? I process things a little bit differently than I think the rest of the bunch. And, you know, I work fast and I feel a lot and I feel deeply. And I thought that used to be a liability. But you kept asking, you know, throughout the class, this one question, what if this is the way you're built to solve? That changed everything for me. It kind of opened up my mind to the possibilities. Beautiful. And so I kind of want to start there. Why is it so important to start with your superpower instead of just diving right into that idea?
That's actually the most important thing. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, to think an innovation always starts from the inside out, not from the outside in. And I think if you don't know how to solve something, then you always get second guess your method. You're always wondering, is it this or is it that? Because you really don't know personally how you go about doing things. So once you align with your superpower, the magic is really happening. So understanding the superpower, step one, super important, the way that you naturally think, feel, connect, and move. And then you build your way around that. That's when, for instance, you notice some students lead with empathy. Mm-hmm. Some others move with speed. And then some are very much like system thinkers, and structures are always on their mind. So they're very deep in attention to detail. So innovation isn't really where you think, oh, this is the very best idea. Absolutely not. Innovation is all about solving the right problem with the right method in a way that's true to you. So think the magic really happens when you unlock your superpower. So you have the key to the superpower. And that key is very unique in unlocking your personal superpower. That key only fits to you. And that is really when you're feeling, now I can funnel that energy into something that really creates something very meaningful. And that's exactly what you did in my class. So stop apologizing for the way that your brain works, because in that moment, something clicks, yes. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so kind of let's talk about what happens when that click happens. You know, what happens after that click? In your class, I started designing a food concept that was focused on sensory friendliness, mm-hmm. something that, you know, I wish I had when I was younger. And I realized all those things that I used to think were extra or unnecessary, even, you know, sensitivity, creativity, noticing those details that others might skip over, were actually the engine behind the whole idea. What have you noticed happens when someone finally sees their superpower as a tool, not simply as a trait?
Well, that is actually really when we feel we have a lighter and we light that flame, and that's when the momentum happens. So it's one thing to say, oh, I'm a big feeler, or I think fast, or I'm a system thinker. It's completely different when you actually feel you know that you have that superpower and you are funneling it in a way that you're creating something based on this. So that's where the confidence comes from. All of a sudden, you don't think like, oh, I'm just like everybody else, but you're thinking, I'm building something that's in alignment with who I am. And that's why you did so beautifully, PJ, because you take your lived experience, and you don't just create a product, but you actually create insight, a solution to, as you said it so beautifully, you wish you would have had when you were younger. Sometimes the best ideas come from thinking, what is it that I would have wanted to have 5 years ago? And then your target market or your ideal client is somebody that you were 5 years ago. And you're mentioning this right now, and you're nodding and you're smiling. And that's probably what happened in that moment,
yeah,
right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, to where when you design something useful, it's because it's real. And that's when innovation really happens and what innovation really needs more of. So let's talk about that. And maybe we can even like tune into that book there, because yeah. I'm still curious about those two pages that meant so much for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what happens next. The part where it gets hard.
Very hard. Exactly.
You've got this spark. You have this great idea. You believe in this idea. But then comes the structure, the deadlines, the day-to-day. I think a lot of people, especially creatives, innovators, can get stuck right there. What helps people bridge that gap between inspiration and follow through?
Oh, it's beautiful. And I actually told PJ before we even started thinking about this episode about a movie that means a lot to me. For two reasons. A, I realized that this movie came out right about the time I came to the United States from Germany. It's called Runaway Bride, with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. If you haven't watched it, that's fine. But what I'm going to explain to you is beautifully explained in the movie. So there are two systems, right? It's called structure and sequence. One of them is the structure is the space where you create something, an idea to live in, even in small ways. Sequence is the order that you do things. So like what comes first, what comes next, what comes after that. So the movie Runaway Bride, she doesn't really know what she enjoys eating for breakfast. So that's like kind of like the structure right there, right? Like, okay, I know I need to eat breakfast, but I don't really know what I want to eat. So the sequence would be figuring out, rotating through different breakfast ideas. Do I like my eggs scrambled? Do I like them fried? Do I like them like this? Do I like them like that? And then all of a sudden, rotating through that sequence makes you tune in with your own personal superpower and aligning. This is how I like my breakfast. Now I have my structure, breakfast time, and I have my sequence. In the morning, I eat my eggs. How do you eat your eggs, actually?
I prefer an over easy black pepper.
Oh, beautiful.
Freshly cracked.
Oh, well, voila. We definitely aligned this perfectly right there. This is so good. Audience, try this. Please leave a comment if you want the recipe. Like and comment the video because PJ can give you the recipe for this. So actually, the most successful innovators I've worked with aren't the ones that have a perfect system. Because think about this. I gave you two ideas how to make your eggs in the morning, and PJ gave you another one. None of these are perfect. We cook you all day long with the best breakfast. But you know what? It's not that. It's not the ones who build the perfect thing. It's the one that build enough structure. The one that keeps things going even when things are messy. So when you get up in the morning and things are super busy, you still know what to do for your breakfast. And that's something you always fall back on because you deep down know that that's what makes you thrive during the day. And it's not a rigid routine, but it's a rhythm that works with you.
Okay. Let's say someone listening has started something they really care about. Maybe they wrote the pitch, sketched the design, got some momentum, but now they're feeling stuck or unsure. What's something they can do to stay connected to that idea, even when the motivation fades?
Oh, it happens a lot, doesn't it? And I actually think that that's the best entrepreneur. That's the one that keeps going, right? So I call it a weekly check-in. And I actually would like that you put that weekly check-in on your calendar. Protect the weekly check-in. It's 20 minutes. Those 20 minutes are important for you. It's kind of like your personal reset button. Return to what feels true. That's the first step. Think a little bit, look back at a moment when you felt your idea came alive. And I always think this is so important because everybody is creative in different ways, right? So what part of that idea still feels alive? For instance, the petite practice, that is my trademark program, my signature to writing books, podcasts, this beautiful interview right now. I got that idea when I was taking a shower. So what happens is sometimes when I'm sitting at the desk and I'm not creative, then what I do is I return to what feels true. I know that the idea is not going to happen at the desk. So I'm like, I need to step away, need to get out of the situation. It's stressful right now. I need to discover my superpower, and it's with water. I'm aligning with the motion, with the fluidity of water. That's when my brain moves and I know that. So I need to return to that. Secondly, you need to name one step. Petite practice, it's small, but at the same time, it's simple, it's doable, and there is no overwhelm associated with it. So you can really think about this, like, okay, the idea, what step? Third, notice what's pulling you away. We all have those things, right? Is it distraction? Are you aiming for perfectionism? I'm definitely a recovering perfectionist, so.
Me too.
Okay, we got two of those people right here. Sometimes naming what distracts you already takes the power away. It's like diffusing it. And if you admit it, we even admitted it open on camera right now, we are recovering. That's already great. So innovation is a little bit like, I call it like a relationship, right? It's not like every day is going to be like, oh my gosh, like bubbles and unicorns and everything is pink and amazing. Absolutely not. It's a relationship. So you need to work with it. It needs attention. It's not perfection. I think the people that are going to be the best entrepreneurs are the ones that work with their idea and they actually feel that there's not always an on day. There's also an off day. And they are the ones that keep showing up consistently. So that's even more important. And I wanted that you show the audience maybe really quick those pages that connected so much with you. I love that PJ brought the book along here, right?
We're looking at 87 and 88, the 10 times framework worksheet.
Oh my gosh.
See, I'm making my notes. I use this book frequently. The pages are a little frayed. It's, you know,
well loved and well used.
Well loved, yes. And then mapping out the future you. You know, again, that kind of works into working past those perfectionism and those struggles and getting past that to be the better version of you.
Beautiful.
The future you.
Beautiful. And I think if you think of your ideal client as the version of the past you, right? Mm-hmm. We're moving into holiday season and there is this famous holiday movie, The Christmas Past. What's the name of that movie? Carol?
Christmas Carol,
Christmas
right?
Carol.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
The past is the ideal client and the future is what PJ worked out here, visualizing the future you right there. And I think that's important because you have to also think, where is this all going?
Right.
What's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Like you don't just get in the car and you drive aimlessly around in town. You actually have a GPS. And so why are you not doing that in your life, right? It's the exact same thing. So PJ, how do you feel about your innovation now?
Yeah, it's with these tools, I feel a lot more organized and, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about it and kind of where the future might lead, what that might look like. And, you know, and I think a lot of times imposter syndrome can kind of take over. And I think it's something we might have talked about already. And, you know, again, working through those feelings, looking at the future, but also checking in the present, those 20 minutes, that reset, kind of figure out what actually is there with me in that moment and how I can kind of, you know, move forward with intention.
Yeah, and it's sometimes even imposter syndrome is very typical for high achievers. They have high ability, but low confidence. So you start to question everything. And it sometimes comes along with perfectionism. At the same time, it's also when you need to connect with others. And that's, you know, when we have a great conversation, because really when you connect and collaborate, you really build the community that lifts your idea to the next level. And our expert today is going to be absolutely amazing with that, because I know people really walk away knowing so much and learning so much with that. So why don't we kind of like think about the 20-minute reset, using the framework and looking at the future you, and maybe also looking at what will happen in your future after you graduate, right? To help us go deeper on the structure piece, I invited Kendra Corman to join us. Kendra is a strategic marketing consultant, an AI and communication specialist, and the chair of the Department of Management and Marketing at Rochester Christian University. So I'm really excited that Kendra is here today because she's also the founder of H2H Consulting, full service marketing agency she launched in 2014, and the author of Mastering AI in Communication. She's known for making complex systems feel simple and helping people build structures that actually support their lives and work. Kendra, welcome. I would love to start here. What's one simple structure or system that helps you move ideas forward, especially when life is full?
Systems and structures that remove me from my business is really what's important to me. So if I think about a simple system that I use, I would say that it's standard operating procedures is probably the number one. What I do in my business is when I'm doing a task that's repeatable and that I want to delegate or share, I go into Loom, which is a screen recording software, and it will record my voice, it records my screen, walks through it. They have an AI feature that actually transcribes every step of what I'm doing into a standard operating procedure, step by step by step, telling the person that is looking at the procedure, the SOP, what exactly they need to do. And then it will go ahead and link to those areas of the video. So it goes beyond just creating a printed document, a Word document, or a PDF or something like that that just has step one, step two, step three, and maybe some pictures. They can actually, if they have a question related to a step in the process or anything like that, they can click on it and go and find their own answers, which really helps me with delegating and getting things off my plate while still keeping quality high in the way that I would do it.
Oh, Kendra, this is so helpful. And it actually makes structure feel spacious, not rigid. So let me ask you this. What would you say to someone who's tried and failed at sticking to a system before and now feels like planning adds just more pressure?
So I'm one of those people that has failed to stick to systems numerous times. I have tried and failed. Every single time I fail, I regret it in the end. And the reason why is because it actually costs me more time. So when my schedule is full and I'm up against a deadline, that's usually a lot of times, right? When I fall off the wagon of my systems, but when I need them the most. And so one of the ways that I've fixed this is with my assistant. I send her tasks that come in through email. I send her AI-generated notes of different meetings and status meetings, and she goes ahead and takes the transcription that's done by AI and creates it into tasks for me, puts it into my task management system, which is Asana, and I am on top of everything despite there being a full schedule.
Well, this is such helpful insight because I always think the best systems aren't external, they are personalized. That's what makes them last.
This whole conversation has just been so energizing, and I know everyone listening is going to take away so much from this. So I'll ask you this, Dr. C. If someone's sitting on an idea right now, wondering if they're ready, what's one shift that they can make today?
I actually really looking at the audience now because this is important, right? If you ever question yourself thinking, is this good enough? Just take out that word, good enough. Just like if you're wondering, I don't know this. Here we are adding a word, I don't know this yet. So don't ever think, is this good enough? Just go with this and see where it leads you. Don't sit on the sidelines and wait. Just throw yourself out there, play the game. And if you're wondering, I don't know this, add the word yet. You will learn it, because if you actually experience it with a product, it's nearly like you're looking at a box of Legos and you're like, oh my gosh, there are like no instructions. Do you need instructions for Legos? I think it's pretty straightforward. You just start building, right? We don't need to instructions. So ideas grow when they're used, not just when they're thought of. Don't look at Legos, use them, right? Don't just think about it, actually have fun with them. So the more you show up to the process, the more real it becomes. And at the same time, even small moves build momentum. Mm-hmm. And that momentum builds belief. So you have to believe in this. You know how to do this. Just maybe not everything quite yet, but you have to believe that you're able to learn and you're moving forward. So can I move forward just a little today? That's the question you should ask today. What can I do today to get started? What small step could I take today? So if that helped you think a little differently, maybe open up your mind about possibilities that are in the future for you, because we have so many different ideas that we maybe gave you right now. We talked about breakfast, Legos, and of course, maybe shining that light into something that's deep inside of you that I call the superpower. Then there are three places to begin. Ask yourself, how do I solve best? How do I solve best? That's really, really important. And secondly, protect the space where your best ideas tend to come. I shared with you that shower. We also like talked a little bit about like stepping away from the work, maybe taking the 20-minute reset. Mm-hmm. And lastly, give your idea a place to live, that breathing room, even if it's just that 20-minute block of time. Thank you, PJ, so much for your insight and sharing with us what your beautiful innovation is. And of course, as always, I'm curious about the book right now. And we want to know, of course, how you're still using the book. I love how you took all your notes in there. So maybe you can show that Discover Your Superpower book for just a second.
Here we are.
Find it on the Dr. Christiana website, of course, on Amazon, because I would love to help you discovering your superpower here. And as always, let us know if you have any questions. It would be great. like the video, put comments down there, maybe share how you like your eggs. If you're curious about PJ's recipe, we can answer that too. Until then, I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Keep in mind, innovation doesn't require you to be like anybody else. It requires you to be fully you. See you next time.